Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Chof Aleph in the Art School Oyz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Yud Beis. We're starting Daf Chof Amud Beis in the two dots on the bottom. We mentioned the Mishnah that in Shiloi you can eat Kotchu Kalim B'chol Aroyeh. Any place that sees Shiloi, you can eat there Kotchu Kalim. So the Gemara now is going to explain what is the source that you can eat B'chol Aroyeh. Because the Pasuk says, Yisham L'chopin Tal L'Olisecho. It says you can't do oilus, you can't do the kerbonis. It doesn't speak anything about eating. So says the Gemara, because you can eat kochu kalim anywhere that sees shiloi. That's the reason. That's what the Torah did not give any azor regarding achilo, only an aliyah, meaning only doing the kerbonis. My time, and what's the source? What's the pasuk referring to? Hishom alecho, pental oilusecho, pental aliyasecho. Meaning, my issue is the oilus. How will you do the kribonis? But the achilo, you can eat in many other places. Therefore, there's no azara not to eat it outside. If Shimon bar Mai Shabo, Kamir Ablozer, Yasif and Ablozer, where the chofal from the top, Mau haroi shiloi or shiloi mishkan shiloi. Meaning, if someone sees part of shiloi, is that good enough? Or you need to see the entire shiloi, including mishkan shiloi, in order to be able to eat kochu kalim over there. Amalei shiloi mishkan shiloi, have to see the whole thing. Kerado beismoin, like beismoin, who's able to see an entire shiloi, happens to be elishazim mavsik zainu mavsik. Beismoin itself is not a good place because there's something stopping there from seeing. There's something in between beismoin and shiloi. But if you remove the thing in between, we would be able to see the entire shiloi. So that's why that's the example. Have you also b'shabir yichanon zeh simon kozman shahorin mibifnim habomos asuris yotzo habomos v'toris. He says, here's the simon of what we learned in our Mishnah. When you have the orin inside, which is in Beis Hamikdosh or in shiloi, then you have bomos asuris. You're not allowed to have bomos. But if the orin is not inside, like a noiv v'givoin, so what happened over there? The Arun was somewhere else. It wasn't in the place of the Mishkan. So then, the Bama Samotar. What happens if the Arun is in place, but then it was taken out for a temporary purpose, like in the case of Eli that was captured by the Plishtim? It really does belong inside the Mishkan, but it was taken out. Then can you have Bama or not? Meaning, is the Arun the Sibo, the reason why you can't have bomis? If the Arun is not here, so you could have bomis? Or the Arun is only a simon, that when the Arun is there, there's a big dusha in this place, and that's why you can't have bomis. Even if the Arun is temporary outside, bomis is still asur, and the Gemara does not answer this question. Continues the Gemara. Now this is something new. We learned that you can, in Shiloi, Kotchu Karmai Sashani, you're eaten b'chol aroi. But no even given, meaning the time that you don't have the Mishkan Shiloi, so kochakalim necholim b'chol ori Yisrael. You can eat anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. But it does not say anything about Maaseh Sheni. So the shaila is, what happens in Maaseh Sheni doing noiv v'givin? So the Gemara Avo, B'shir Rabbi Yochanan, it says shom, shom. Maaseh Sheni, it says shom. V'achalta shom. And by Arun it says shom, v'nasasa shom es Arun. Mashom sheneemar le'olon abom es asuris. The shom by the Arun, when the Arun is shom, as we said before, the bom is asur. Av shom sheneemar kan abom es asuris, meaning you cannot eat Maaseh Sheni anywhere you want because it says shom by Maaseh Sheni. So the one shom and lokish bo kamei Rabbi Yochanan me'ato mean Arun in Pesach. According to you should say the same halacha regarding Pesach. Because the word shom that we mentioned, Maaseh Sheni, it says by Pesach as well. It's the same Pesach, v'achal to shom. So the way Reb Chaim learns the question, different than the other Mephoshim here on the Daf, Reb Chaim says, Pshat is, so if there's no Arun, which means Noiv Givoin, there'll be no Pesach in other cities, only in place of Noiv Givoin. Same thing we say about Maaseh Sheni, it should be only in the place of Noiv Givoin. That would all be the only place you could eat it. Askara, Askara. You learn from the Pesukim Askara, Askara. According to Reb Chaim, we don't know which Pesukim we're talking about. We don't know what we're referring to. And you learn like this. A scar that says a Maaseh Sheni, you learn from the Arun. Maskar Shema Lola, Bamas Asuris, Askar Shema Kana Bamas Asuris. Same when you have the Arun, you can't have Bamas. So Maaseh Sheni, you can't have it in the Bamas, but you can't have it outside of the Noiv Givoin. But the Askar is not mentioned at Pesach. So that's the current Pesach. In the time of Noiv Givoin, you can eat in every city. V'chen Oyo Abudu V'abshim Noimri Maaseh Sheni B'Noiv Givoin. Maaseh Sheni is eaten only in Noiv Givoin. Says the Gemara, Nicho ke Abiyudu. That makes sense according to Abiyudu. Abiyudu omar chatos Pesach, min chatos ve Pesach, liyochet bibo migdoilu, In Chato Pesach Liyachad Bo Maktano. He said the Chatos in Pesach, you have to bring it to the Nevigim, you have to bring it to the main Boma. So it mainly makes sense that by Sashin you'll have the same halacha. But Kev Shimon, according to Kev Shimon, Kev Shimon Omar Afat Sibur Eino Mevi El Mashakova Lava Kosuv. According to Rav Shimon, the only thing you're bringing to Noiv Gibin, you bring to Boma Gdoilo, is only Korban Sibur that has a Kavod Igzman. Maisa Sheni is a Yochid, and it's not Kavod Igzman. So why, according to Rav Shimon, you will bring Maisa Sheni to Noiv Gibin? Says the Gemara, so Rav Shimon, Mishanikva Maisa Sheni, Oid Loi Posak. Special thing in Maisa Sheni, that once it started, it doesn't stop. So Yimele, if I used to bring it to Shiloh, now Shiloh's not there, you must bring it to Rav Givin. Wherever the Shechina is, that's where you bring it, because it then never stops. Continues the Gemara quoting something from Sochim regarding eating matzo. How do I know that Koranim can be Yoitze matzo with eating chalo and shumo? If you saw my Sasheini, Bepesach, how do you know that works? You can any type of matzo, even if the matzo comes from other reasons. Could it be they use bikurim for matzo? It has to be something which is eaten b'chol moshav seichem. Matzo nechaz b'chol moshav. You have to bikurim she'ein or necholim b'chol moshav. Bikurim you can eat only in Yerushalayim. So therefore, you can go and you it's something which will not apply for matzo. So they asked, "How am I she'ein? Are you nechol b'chol moshav? My she'ein you also have to eat in Yerushalayim." So why are you saying you can you have a matzah rice sheni? Saying well, really, padois uleochel b'chol moshav. You can redeem it and eat it in any place. So because you can redeem it, so that's why it's considered to be that tzur b'chol moshav. Rabbi Baruch Yaboi me'ato halakuach bekesem ma'ase sheni tameh. Something that you purchased it with the money of ma'ase sheni, which is tameh. Kirab Yudo, according to Yudo, you can't redeem it. You have to bury it. Because you can't redeem it. You can't eat everywhere. Ein yotzi boy, this will be something you can use for a matzah on Pesach. Meaning we're talking about now that right now it's tomei. But the din is, once ma'ase sheni went into Yerushalayim, you can't redeem it unless it becomes tomei. So regular ma'ase sheni has an option to be redeemed. But lekuach ma'ase sheni, even if it becomes tomei, you can redeem it according to Rabbi Yehuda. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis, so Shem Lakish boy, Shem Lakish has me'ato, based on what we just learned, chalos isums ma'ase sheni b'Yerushalayim, a chalo, which is made out of ma'ase sheni in Yerushalayim, who yilvein aruli padus v'yichol b'chol moishav. Now you can redeem it in everywhere. Why? Because ma'ase sheni, you can, when it came into Yerushalayim, you can redeem if it's tar. And here, if it's tameh, it's chalot tameh. Chalot tameh you have to burn. So you can't eat it everywhere. There's no way this will be eaten everywhere. So you may le ein yoytzim bo. I mean, you can't use it as a matzo. So one's bringing this as a question. Is that true? Do we say that it really depends if you can eat it everywhere? Or are we saying once you said you could use chalo and you could use ma'ase sheni, so maybe it applies to every one of them? Says, can you use the chalos of korban toido and the bread they bring with nazir? Can you use that for matzah? Matzah nechaz kol shiva. It has to be a matzah that you could eat it for 7 days. That doesn't eat for 7 days. You can eat only for 1 day and a night. Because that's the halacha of korbanos. A korban toido, the korban nazir, you can eat only for 1 day and a night. So now the Gemara is going to infer from this that chalos toido and kikin nazir can be eaten everywhere in Eretz Yisrael. When in the time of Noiv Givurin, there is a tkufa you can eat these type of breads all over in Eretz Yisrael, and there's no limitations. How do we know that? Because how do we come and exclude bikurim because it's not eaten everywhere? So if toido and nazir cannot be eaten everywhere, the Gemara should have told you that the reason why you can use it as matzo is because it's not eaten everywhere. So this is a raya, this indication that the toido and nazir could be eaten everywhere if there is no Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says it in two different ways, two different directions. Rabbi Yoyin B'Shem B'Shem Elogish said, Yimashin Nechlu Chalos Toidu V'Kikid Nozir B'Chol Ari Yisrael. Because Toidu and Nozir are eaten everywhere, therefore, Lo Tzoach HaShoyno Lo Tzeyem Yimoyishav. Therefore, the one who said the Joshua before did not learn from Moishavas. Because Moishavas means you can eat everywhere. These do apply. These you could eat everywhere. She said, from here you learn. This is the source that you can eat everywhere, and therefore, so it's really the same sentence, just the question is it because I already know it in the meal that teaches you about here, or from here is where you learn from that toyda and nozu you can eat everywhere. Says the Gemara, "Nicha chalus toyda that you can eat everywhere." I understand, but we kikin nozel cannot my biyuchanon least can nezirus nezirus choyver. Didn't we learn before that biyuchanon said that nezirus is considered to be choyver, not nedarim v'nedavis? And if so, it's not brought down in Noivy Givin. You cannot bring the korban chatos of a nozir in Noivy Givin because chataris do not come in Noivy Givin, only nedarim v'nedavis. So if so, you can't bring nazir anyway during time never given. So we never find that you can eat your kik and nazir b'chol moshu v'zisrael. So the one where I born back ano tipoter shekorvo chatosoy b'shiloy. I lost of a shlomo b'nevi given. The story is, yeah, the korban chatos was done when shiloh was still existed. There was mishkan shiloh, you could bring korban nazir. But immediately afterwards, shiloh was destroyed, and the oil and shlomim of the nazir came in nevi given. So you may know the breads that come with the oil and shlomim can be eaten b'chol harisol. In other words, there's a scenario, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that a nazir will bring his korbanos to Nevi Givon. Didn't we learn the Shami Chagigo that come in the Bama, which is a chayvo, it is kosher, because shlomim can be replaced with shlomim, meaning shlomim you could donate. So therefore, if I'm bringing shlomim, which is a chayva, it will be used as a donation. But it won't be applicable for chayva. So you see, for me, I can't use anything which is chayva to bring it in Noivy Givon. So if so, also the shlomim of the nazir won't work for the nazir. It's going to be considered to be just a regular donation. So how can he bring the shlomim in Noivy Givon? Says the Gemara, look at Abiyuda. This goes like Abiyuda, the Abiyuda, Omar, Chatos, Pesach, Liyochid, Boma Gdoilo. The individual can bring Korban Chatos, Korban Pesach, in a Boma Gdoilo, and Chatos, Pesach, Liyochid, Boma Gdano. Meaning he holds that in Noivy Givon they did have Chatos. So if they have Chatos, so Nazir, you could bring the Korban Chatos of a Nazir to Noivy Givon. Says the Gemara, no, it could be even according to Rabbanan, the arguing Abiyuda. And you'll explain it like Abshimon. Lo Yaseh, like Abshimon. The Abshimon, Omar, Mekimon, Shenizrik, Olof, Echon, Min Adomim. According to Abshimon, once you brought one korban, really the nazir is not a nazir anymore. The rest of the korbanis are just extras that he has to bring. So you're going back to the previous Akimto. He brought the chatos when there was shiloh. Then shiloh got destroyed. Now he has to bring oil and shlomim. But oil and shlomim is an obligation. It's not really an obligation according to Abshimon. Because according to Abshimon, once you brought one korban, the rest is really only extra. So it's really considered to be like nedarim v'nedavos. So that's why you can bring a noivy givon. That you do have, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you could have a scenario where you're eating the breads of a nazir b'chol Ar Yisrael during the time of Noivy Givon. If you're not bringing a korban chatas there, you're just bringing the korban shlomi and the korban oilo. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Gilo Daf Chof Aleph.